Well, joining us here in studio this morning, Herschel and Nick, and you guys are here to talk to us about the Ride with Vets for Paws and Effect event coming up August 13th. We're a little bit of ways away yet, but there's a lot of cool stuff involved with this.
So overall, this event is raising funds for Paws and Effect, which is a nonprofit organization out of Des Moines that raises and trains and places service dogs with veterans with disability and children with disabilities. So it's a great cause, and we're just looking to have a fun time raising money for them, try to go ahead and get a dog. So we're hoping that a lot of people can show up and enjoy it.
That's I know I was looking at the Paws and Effect Facebook page a little while ago, and I have a tendency to gush about cute and cuddly animals.
She does. She's an animal lover.
It's a problem that I have. Well, I don't see it as a problem. Leroy sees it as a problem.
I don't see it as a problem. I'm just saying, you know.
You find it entertaining at least.
Sometimes, yeah.
But it is a wonderful thing that these service dogs, they bring so much comfort to people and are truly helpful, like carrying things and, you know, seeing for people. I know that that's not the role that these dogs necessarily would be taking. They're more companion animals in this situation. But I know that I've read about people with PTSD and anxiety issues, that sometimes these companion animals just make a world of difference in these people's lives. And that's a wonderful thing that you guys are raising money to help support an organization like that. I think it's pretty great.
Yeah. Now, there's a couple different events that are taking part. I know there's the motorcycle ride, which I know you guys kind of want to talk about because you do say it is in memory of someone very important.
Yeah, we're doing this in memory of Wade Baker. He was a State Center native and then a Marshalltown resident for a short time. He was in the Army. He suffered a traumatic brain injury during a training accident. And then he was deployed to Desert Storm, Bosnia, and Macedonia. And he also suffered from PTSD due to those deployments. And he received a Paws and Effect dog. And although he did ultimately lose his battle with PTSD in a very public way down in North Carolina, he held himself up in a church and had a short standoff with police and was ultimately killed by the police. He did ultimately lose his battle with PTSD, like I said, but when he had his service animal, his family said it just made a world of difference, and it did way more for him than any of the drugs that the VA had him on or in any of the other treatments that he had. He was able to start going out in public again. I guess I shouldn't say go out in public, but he was able to start going to the mall,
right,
without the anxiety.
Right, right.
And he was able to be a lot more involved with family functions and things like that. So,
and with this too, I mean, it's not just the ride. We there's some entertainment. There's some bands playing. There's a silent auction. Do you have any? Can you maybe give us a little sneak peek on maybe some of the stuff that's going to be up for auction, or is that super top secret? You got to have like the handshake.
Well, we have a local fabricator in town, J&M. Johnny does amazing work with metal. He's doing a lot of service designed things like yard lanterns, a grill, and just a lot of stuff like that for the silent auction. We also have a painter that's going to be donating some of his own paintings for the silent auction, and various businesses around town have given gift cards, gift certificates, stuff like that, that will be in our regular raffle. And then we also have the two free vacations that we're raffling off. And one of those is just north of Brainerd in Minnesota, and it's a one-week stay at any one of their cabins.
Wow.
So you'll be able to pick, choose, and go up there and stay. So if you get the six-room cabin, if you win it, you and 12 other friends can go up there.
Woo.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then another one out in North Carolina. Yeah, and you get the boat rental and stuff with the one up in Minnesota.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So
very cool. There's a lot of great stuff. I know there's a lot of it's a full day event. There, it's $10 per person or $15 for a couple to be involved. There's so much stuff going on. We'll never be able to touch on all of it while we're here. But I know you guys got a Facebook page where folks can get a lot of information also.
Yeah, if you look out for the first annual motorcycle ride for Paws and Effect, you can like us and follow us. We have been putting up different pieces of stuff that's up for raffle, so check it out.
And if folks have any other questions, is there like a way, like a phone number they can call or email or something like that, they can get a hold of you guys to for more information?
Yeah, they can get a hold of us either on the Facebook page, through the Facebook page,
okay,
or they can give either one of us a call. That's on our flyers and also on the Facebook page.
Okay. So we'll definitely make sure we're talking a lot about this event, and we'll make sure we get help spread the word as well. It's a really great event, and like you mentioned, like Malia mentioned, you guys as well. The service dogs do amazing things, and it's really amazing how much of an impact they can have on people's lives.
And speaking of service, I did notice Herschel is here in uniform today, so I want to thank you for your service. And Nick, are you also a veteran? You are. That's awesome. Thank you both very much.
So we will definitely make sure we share this information with folks so they can get it out there and get it up there on Facebook as well.